focus on five as we focus on faith. So last week I presented the background and basis of our fall sermon series, Focus on Five. For those of you not here, a quick summary. Back in March, I made a commitment to some focused personal Lenten practices. One of them was to work on goals following the Brian Day plan. Each morning I would sit in my reclaimed corner chair at home for reflection and not only do some stream of consciousness processing, but very intentional goal work. I divided my goals into three categories: farm, church, and personal. It is from the personal goals Focus on Five came. For personal holistic health were two subcategories, balance and boundaries. My summer balance goal was all alliterized and well focused: faith, family, finance, fitness, and fun. Today, as did I on this All Saints Sunday, we focus first on faith, a complex topic not to be reduced to one sermon, but for those who are seeking God, God's direction and purpose, it is essential to begin here. In the same way those saints of the past and present did begin, knowing that all attitudes and practices are affected by our lack or abundance of it. Yet even for those who claim it, a lack of remembering and focusing upon it will have serious impact on one's holistic health. Like I admitted last week, though I spend hours in study and preparation for leading and preaching here at PSCC, I, like many pastors, are quite often the worst when it comes to personal faith reflection, prayer, and practice in the arena of self-care. We pray for others, devote time and energy to the care and support of the faith development of others, often putting our own self-care last on the list of to-dos. Parents often do the same for children. They put the care and provision and happiness before self, and often we apply such generous and sweet acts until the imbalance starts to show negative effects, because it always does. Oh, Johnny, you don't feel like taking that nap? Then go right ahead, unravel, and I'll just sweep up the mess in your wake, right? When we do not model healthy and balanced practices, disciplined, holistic, and healthy self-care are sending mixed signals to our children, often leaving them somewhat spoiled, some lacking true empathy, and often a true sense of direction. Or the opposite, they become self-destructive, over-functioning anxiety bots like their parents. If we really want balance in the lives of those in our care and witness, we have to start with our own lives. You know, place the oxygen mask on yourself before the passenger next to you. You know, the air flight attendant instruction. And that oxygen, Matthew 5:7 says, you're blessed when you care. At the moment of your careful, you're finding yourselves cared for. And that care must begin with a focus on faith, the origin, the creator. We have to start with faith. Reminded by Matthew 5:6-8, you're blessed when you work up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever have. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind, your heart put right, and you can see God in the outside world. Ah, those Beatitudes are a good reminder about balance, and that faith finds its balance in today's gospel lesson with the two-tag summation from Christ. Matthew's 24th chapter, verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Yes, on these two commandments hang the law and the teachings of those gone before us. Like in Paul's own recap found in Romans 13:8-10. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in the word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. It's all built on faith and the teachings of Christ, the most faithful. So if you want to know how to get there from here, if you want to regain or establish a sense of balance in your life, you start with God. You start with God, folks, and you'll end up where you need to go. Maybe not always where you want to go, but where you need to go. Focus on the foundation of faith. You start with faith, that thing, that spirit that our forefathers and mothers wrote about in Hebrews 11th chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Things hoped for, I imagine, if we take time to prayerfully inventory our lives, would be a just blessed and balanced life. Am I right? Now I know that your schedule and your lifestyle may not allow you to follow a cookie cutter practice, but we all begin our days by waking and end with our eyes closed. Most faith practices offer or suggest beginning and ending one's days focused on their benevolent God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Deuteronomy 6:4-5. But what you may not know is that what follows are verses with further instruction. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home and when you are away and when you lie down and when you rise. Modeling and teaching those in your care as you care for yourself by focusing on faith. So for me, each day I begin, if at all possible, in my chair, in my corner for holy consideration. Centering myself, I pray to sense God's call and purpose and guidance for the day. Sometimes I'm gifted 15 minutes and others an hour. I fight the temptation to put anything before it. That means family. That means family and finance and fun and fitness. Because without God, I have none of it. Without God, my choices would be tainted and misdirected by my flawed ego and its motives. Not beginning with God and instead choosing Fox or MSNBC, I'd be choosing man's take on my circumstances and not God's promise of that peace that passes all understanding. Why start with another other than God for your day's direction? Does it make a lick of sense? I mean, if you are a believer, does it make a lick of sense? Let me be real in saying that this has not been my life's practice. Thinking about God has been a big part of my life. Being there for others seeking God's will and way, count me in. But for myself, isn't that selfish? If I'm a champion for God, how can I champion myself? Well, leave it to Jesus to help me and those before me with my quandary when he paired two Old Testament golden oldies, Deuteronomy Shema with Leviticus 19:18. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Which also shaped Matthew 7's golden rule. This is what our scripture comes to teach in everything, in every circumstances, do to others as you would have them do to you. If you want to know how to get there from here, the here must be God. Really? That's it? Yep, so it seems. At least that's what Jesus would do. And he seems to be a pretty reliable source. It was so important that it was written in almost the same way in each of the gospel accounts. Hey, JC, again, how do I receive eternal life? How do I participate in kingdom living? Who is my neighbor? How do I get there from here? You begin not just some days, but all days focusing on your faith. You begin by loving God, centering your thoughts and hopes and dreams on God, divine goals and actions, which will be the basis for the self-care and love that equips you to love your neighbor as yourself. Loving yourself as you are reminded God loves you. All your warts and hairs. Loving, resetting your divinely created default configuration with God-given potential and purpose. Begin there and oh my mercy what the creator of the universe, redeemer of the world can do with the likes of you. When you get there from here, you'll see as God sees you and you'll stop apologizing for how you're wired and step away from woundedness and worry and enter your day centered, able to focus on what God has in store for the world through you. For you are no less than the saints who you remember and whom you hold in such high regard, because their loving and wise source is the same as yours. As they stood for goodness and care and light, so shall you. When you first focus on faith as a foundation in your daily life, all the rest shall find its balance. Focus on five through the lens of Christ, and your way will indeed become God's way. Blessed be the focused and the faithful, for they will find and offer balance in the kingdom.